Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
It's Michigan Monday. Steve will be happy. He has basically a table set up. Well, he'll be... An elevated table. Will he be talking Michigan football? His thoughts. What was going on? It's also
what?
Yes, he's going to be talking about
an elevated
stage,
like a judge.
He'll be elevated
in his chamber.
And judge as he walks here. In, and then people can randomly, as they're in line to do their banking, can ask Michigan questions.
You help him?
Yes. No, I did not. He does. He does all his own work. He's also going
to
have a Connor Stallions impersonator there. Have a Connor Stallions, a friend of Connor Stallions, will be there just to talk about what his thoughts are on Michigan.
He brought him in.
Yes,
it's paying him.
I know he's trying to get a hold of Sharon Moore because Sharon Moore's home.
Yeah, he's available.
He's available to talk, and so I know Steve was trying to reach out to him to see if he could Zoom call.
Get Sharon Moore on a Zoom in Creighton, Nebraska.
Get him on, and he's elevated. And
Shindy's elevated.
So you walk in, you just yell questions at him. And he answers them about what people think about the Michigan game. So it's Michigan Monday.
Where's he situated in the bank?
What's that?
Yeah, can you describe
when
you
walk? Yeah, when you walk in, so to the left is where all the tellers are at. Right. He's straight ahead.
Okay.
He's straight ahead. He's
that's
right
what
there.
I kind of envision.
So you actually see him right when you first walk in. It'll catch your eye. He's in an elevated judge type.
Why is Schindler elevated?
He's got a big flag hung. And he's just randomly just talking and answering questions about
in a
Michigan.
Microphone.
In a microphone, yes. Has a PA system set up.
Can you ask him history questions about Michigan?
All kinds of
Lloyd Carr.
Lloyd Carr. Shem Beckler. Yes, everything.
Does he expect booing at all at him though, or not? Does he expect to be booed?
I don't know. It's just information.
Okay.
It's just information. And then, but to have Connor Stallion's cousin on there is going to be a lot,
pretty
too.
Big.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm sure he had to pay him. I mean, we won't get into terms. He had to pay him.
There's a contract. Yeah. He said they had to have a contract.
He's paying the guy.
Got out there last night. They had to put him up in Norfolk in the
hotel.
Boy,
you were dismayed that I didn't know that CJ Carr, the Notre Dame
I'm still dismayed about that one. Yes,
Bill was dismayed. I didn't know C.J. Carr was Lloyd Carr's grandson.
Lee Sterling told us that, right? Didn't he tell us?
Yes, I think so. But that was one of the most talked about stories ever. And then you had no idea.
I did not. And I'm not a big on C.J. Carr. I agree.
He's pretty good. Fine. What'd they have for? Yeah.
Oh, he was fine.
450 yards. Yeah,
450
total
against A&M.
But when they needed a first down, they just hike it to the number 24.
Yeah. He did a good job.
Jeremiah Love.
I mean, they went.
Jeremiah Love is a dude now.
And as we talk about, just think about this. They just drop the extra point. They just drop the snap. That's how the game got won.
That is trouble.
Yeah.
The kid just dropped it.
He just dropped it. Also, the thing like that, I'm not going to say it had any effect on it, but was it not interesting to you guys that he had an Apple Watch on?
Ooh, the guy that dropped
holder,
it?
The holder had a watch on?
That is odd.
Is that interesting to you at all? That you
it is interesting.
Why
would you have
it? Is he tracking his steps?
I don't know, but he had a watch on.
His fitness.
Would you tell him as his coach?
Hey, If I saw that during warmups, I'm like, we're not doing this.
You take that off, please.
We're not doing this. Go back and look at him. He's got a watch on.
I believe you.
C.J. Carr was 20 of 32 for 293, a touchdown and a pick in the game. Not bad.
He's all right.
He's a redshirt freshman. They're not in trouble at quarterback. They're not in trouble at quarterback, but yeah, if this is about that game,
I take him over.
That game's just going to overtime. Also, I remember when it happened. I thought they got a bad call. A&M returns a kickoff for a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
and they called a holding. They couldn't show it. Basically, what happened was the defender for Notre Dame just ran right over the top of this tight end, and he might have pulled him down on top of him. I agree, but he didn't even try to avoid him. I don't know if it is an egregious hole. So everyone's losing their mind, right? I'm like going, not a bad deal at all. Because if they score that fast, that means Notre Dame gets the ball down one with 2.5 minutes to go.
Good point.
And the chance of them going down, I mean, A&M couldn't slow them down.
Good point.
So I'm like going, nope, it worked out. When they scored, it was you know, at the end. And
it's a bad sign for Notre Dame that A&M can return a kick in that situation.
Yes.
What are you doing?
It was blocked up. It was a straight shot.
Nobody touched him.
I always say on great returns, usually you have to break two tackles, make one guy miss. He didn't.
Nope,
he didn't. It was just a straight shot. It was like, oh my.
The fact that Notre Dame and Alabama gave off long kickoff returns where guys didn't get touched, that's a red flag to me. Like, what's going on?
Huge red flag.
Yeah.
But anyway, that game. Oh, anyway, sorry.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. Shin Daddy. 464-5685. Call
He's elevated.
Or text, as always. But if you can get Michigan, Nebraska,
like
just play
judge?
Them this Saturday. Nebraska is right now a 1.5-point underdog as of this morning to Michigan. Michigan, in the short-lived Biff Poggi era, which is last week and this week, won by 63-3 over Central Michigan. And Bryce Underwood, who has not really ran much this year so far, ran the ball well. 9 carries for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns through the air. 16 for 25 for 235, a touchdown and a pick. And so now the fear has been for Nebraska this game. Can you stop a running quarterback? Well, now he ran the ball for 100-plus yards.
They did it different. They changed it up a little bit. Yeah, he had not run. He had run, I think, run for negative yardage before Saturday. Yeah,
of course, these sacks count against you in the college game, where in the NFL it's against passing yards. But yes, he had not. There was not designed runs for him. And there's a couple things that. So I watched that basically entire game. So I wanted to, like, okay,
Central Michigan.
My job is to see what Michigan's doing.
Yes,
and since you guys were at the game.
Thank you, Bill.
So I'm watching it.
God bless you.
Couple things was, remember I said they'd lost their way.
Mm-hmm.
They found their way.
Oh, great.
They ran.
Great.
They being Michigan, ran a lot of, even out of 11 personnel, they motioned the wide receiver back in the box. And so it turned into 12 personnel type runs as far as the positioning of the wide receiver. They had an inline tight end, so he wasn't in a snug position. And they were downhill, and they ran the football.
They're getting ready.
They're
getting ready.
I'm telling you, this is on one person. Had to be a meeting of the minds, I'm sure. But I'm telling you, Biff Poggi matters.
Yeah.
Because he just said, we're not doing this. And if we're going to try to win the Big Ten, we're going to run this giant quarterback that's talented. And he can throw it, too. True freshman, Michigan's in great shape.
Great.
They're in great shape that's as wonderful. True freshman. Still a true freshman. But here's what I'm going to say is that they're not lost anymore. They were lost on what their plan was. And I think they came out of that. Out of that game and with no identity. When you watch against Oklahoma. And out of New Mexico, so I watched that whole game. There was no identity in that. They hit a couple long runs that broke out, But they got back to being like, here's what we're going to do. There was a different swagger. There's a different sideline. They were playing a way lesser opponent. So let's not get too over our skis here. But at how they called the game was how Michigan would call the game. It felt more like Harbaugh. It felt more like that.
Again, in the previous game, they lose to Oklahoma. Oklahoma ran the ball. John Mateer, quarterback, obviously good game passing, good game rushing. They stole that. They went that with that philosophy. Did they not, Bill? I mean, Oklahoma ran the ball a lot with Mateer the previous week.
I think I'm sure it's always been in their repertoire, but you think they would have went with that against OU right away. Now they're in a spot now where a loss, I said last week, this is a must win for Michigan. It's a must win. They're coming down to all of a sudden, if they're 2-2, it'll get restless. It'll get very restless.
And then, 100.
And it'll get ugly. And then the chance of like, okay, how are we going to win the rest? How are we going to? And then it's like even two losses does not secure you a shot in the playoffs.
No.
Does not secure you a shot in the playoffs. And so
and they have tough games still left.
They still have Ohio
Oregon,
State.
Oregon and Ohio State.
That big quarterback. I saw him at the podium.
They go out to UCLA. I mean, out to USC next, right? I don't think they have Oregon, do they?
I thought they'd hang on.
I don't think they have Oregon.
But listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Anyway, they have...
You're right. No Oregon. I'm sorry. They do play at USC in October 11th. They will host Wisconsin after Nebraska this week.
That's enough. Yeah.
And then, of course, Ohio State to end the year. So, no Oregon, though.
This is a must-win for Michigan. An absolute must-win.
That kid is a big, good-looking athlete.
And like I said, I'm telling you.
Underwood.
Just because I know him. Biff Poggi helped him. He got him. They got to go. Here's what are we going to... What are we going to do? Oh, are we just going to do this? Call the same game we did against Oklahoma, and we're going to win the next 11 games or win the next 10 games? No, we're not.
God damn.
And they got on board with what they had to do. Now again, a lesser team that they played. Let's not get too wound up because of what they
Central Michigan.
But they did a better job of not being lost.
I'll tell you something you always address that when the coaching breaks down. One of his touchdowns, I saw the highlights last night. Play breaks down. He's rolling to his right. Play breaks down. He just takes off left and runs in. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
He can roll.
And he's a big body.
Oh, he's big-shouldered dude. Yeah. I saw him in the podium and the press game. He's a dude. That looks like a racehorse at the podium. I mean, he's going to be a problem.
I don't know how you can feel, again, if you watch the first game from Nebraska against Cincinnati where Sorsby ran all over Nebraska. The last two games do nothing to help you out in terms of, hopefully you can figure out some kinks there, but... You haven't played a quarterback or a team.
No, it's
like
a little,
Michigan coming
little,
in yet.
You wonder if the
with the quarterback.
Now this is why I'm going to coach a little, Bill. If I were Rule,
I love Coach Sipple.
Yeah, if I were Rule, I'd just hammer away tomorrow when they go back to practice. First team. Because I'm worried. I'd be a little worried about sticker shock. We played these teams that I talked about. Houston Christian's defensive line. Now your offensive line just beating them up. You ain't gonna do that against Michigan.
No way.
The athlete, the level of athlete, the size, the speed, the strength is gonna be way different than Akron and Houston Christian. I'd be a little if I. That's why I'd hammer away with the first units.
It's kind of like that. No, I.
Coach Sipple.
Well, Coach Sipple is.
I'm assuming, which we talked about on the show last week. I know that last week was that. Last week, I would just assume. I have no knowledge of it.
What's that?
That there was a lot of good-on-good last week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You're not going into this like, how do we match up with Houston Christian? What are we going to do with it? What if they stunt? You know, no.
You don't worry
about it. And so there's probably more of that last week going on. But you always have some good on good, and you need that to have that. It's the same feel, Steve. You've probably had some. I know you're Class A, which I appreciate.
Columbus, yes.
But there was sometimes in basketball, you know, when all of a sudden it was like, okay, all right, here we're playing so-and-so. They're a 2-3, 1-3-1 zone, kind of you're dribbling around, open shots, getting whatever you do. Then all of a sudden you play somebody that's really good, and it's just they you get the tip of the jump ball, and someone's in your face.
Gadowski.
Yeah, it's on you. It's saying, hey, we're going.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's like a living nightmare.
And you're going like, hold it. Now, what's our plan?
Why are you guarding me 40 feet from the basket?
Get, leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly. Give me some space, brother.
And it's like,
oh, exactly. It's the same thing.
It's the same feeling of like, all of a sudden, we got to block these guys.
Real.
Or these guys they're blocking us. There's a different feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the play action shots and different things, they did some 12 personnel. They got back into that a little bit, but I think they found their way a little bit as a coordinator and different stuff.
I got a question. How do they look on defense?
The difference part of this game was that I saw Michigan, especially against Oklahoma, there's a lot of free access throws, meaning zone coverage in the behind him. And then I saw a lot more man, and then they have the ability to play man, and Wink Martindale likes to pressure.
Okay.
And the pressure game of this is where you're going to see different, because I told this to Steve, one of the things you have to into pressure is one of the beaters is option. Well, that's not really a thing that Nebraska does, because option causes problems into – Coach Osborne loved blitzing, because option into blitzes is really good. So that's a little bit of a dilemma. The screen,
so what do you do then?
The screen game is very difficult on blitzes. They'll have different looks. They'll change things up. And so there'll be all sorts of different things that they'll have for this game. And this will be a, like I said, a highly studied game. I don't know what they're going to watch. I mean, they're going to watch Cincinnati. I'd spend almost no time except for a unique play. I wouldn't show my team a snap of, one snap of Houston Christian.
If you're the Michigan.
If I'm Michigan, I'm like, no, we're going to, unless there's a play that, hey, this is a counter play, this is a gap scheme, or some sort of a play we have to see. Other than that, I'm not looking at that, because they'd be like, well, what are we watching here?
So Wink Martindale will heat you up.
Wink will heat you up. Mm. Yes.
And now you got to beat, you have blitz beaters. Is there anything other than a screen pass? Because they'll be
keyed in. Yeah, there's
going to
be shots down the field. There'll be one-on-ones. There'll be isolation routes into the boundary. Yeah, but there are certain win routes. There's also, there'd be a lot of, if they're playing heavy man, you're going to see a lot of motion into stacks and bunch sets, because that causes more work. When a team's playing managed across the board and it's just there's no place to get rubbed or picked, then it's not as hard. Once you get those situations, then a bunch of, use the term, man beaters.
Bill. So, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, but it'll
be tough for Michigan, too.
But guess what? That's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
It's the Big Ten. You're supposed to play.
There's supposed to be good teams in the conference.
Imagine Georgia and Tennessee, and now, you got Alabama coming. Oh. You got all these games. That say, yeah, it's going to be, I'll be damned. It's tough. Yeah, it is. That's part of the deal.
It'll be tough for Michigan, too. Yeah. I mean, Michigan's got its hands full a little bit,
Absolutely,
too.
They do. Yeah. Absolutely, they do. They have the crowd advantage. Defensively is so big, because you see people jump offside so much. That's why it was so shocking that Tennessee jumped, being at home. So it should have been pretty quiet. Shouldn't have happened.
What's that guy doing left guard?
Shouldn't have happened at that time. So anyway.
No, they need – the crowd needs to be a major factor for obvious reasons.
I think
reasons.
It will.
The crowd will be.
It's a 2:30 game. They're going to be juiced up for this game.
Yeah. The crowd will be insane.
I mean, Underwood's got to handle that. Now, he went to Norman, so he's been in.
Yeah, that's he's tough. Been the advantages, yeah, they have seen it. And I don't know if they worked it hard enough as far as the preparation. And also, there'll be a – Sharon Moore will be one. They can't talk to the team. He probably did prior to this, when he probably said that he was here, you know, what it was 3 years ago. And then Harbaugh make a big point about what the setting was like here. When that incredible good game here, Nebraska,
that was a great football game.
Numerous chances to win the game. But my point of it is, he talked about the atmosphere, what it's like playing in Lincoln. So they'll be well aware. It's a must win. It's a must win for him.
Unfortunately, I don't think it'll be hot. It looks like 70.
It's 72 degrees.
Houston Christian, poor Houston Christian over there on that black turf. With
so
no
hot.
Fans.
No. So
they didn't have
hot.
Any fans. They didn't bring any fans.
I saw
they came in a budget.
10.
They came in a budget van with their equipment. God bless them. Yeah. I mean, I almost feel bad bringing it up. I mean, they brought their equipment in a budget van.
I saw two fans downtown. I did.
You Houston saw two? Christian. Oh, yeah. I was saying no fans on the sideline.
Oh.
Like fans.
Jake,
fans.
You're talking about the Heat.
I just saw views. Okay, no fans. Gotcha. All right.
Blowers.
Didn't have any fans in the stands.
No, probably hotter than hell down. Yeah. 93.
Yeah.
Got to be miserable. Mm. That's a tough sport now. I mean, you're getting beat 59-7. Mm. You're hotter than hell.
Yeah.
Linemen can't do anything. Right. I mean,
not a lot going on. What do you want to call? I don't know. Call whatever you want.
Something.
When's this going to end?
Let's just get to the game. End sure. of the game. Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no, not again.
The worst thing.
Don't want that to happen. No. You can avoid that happening by calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. And best part, free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Jake, when's the last time a company was failing and so they thought what they should do is keep hiring people? Probably doesn't happen.
Never. I don't think ever, Bill.
Be strange.
You got to grow.
Be strange. Strange tactic.
We must.
The company's going down. Let's get a way bigger payroll. That's our best thing to do. Let's get a bigger payroll. Or maybe things are going great. You need to have, you're on the cusp of things. Do you think cybersecurity will ever go away, Jake?
No.
Think that's one of the things like that? Oh, yeah.
It's going to always be a problem. Sure. It's always necessary. No.
God, no. That's a good point.
It's not going away.
It's like ketchup. It's always going to be around.
Ketchup. There's never a time. Remember, we used to have ketchup. Don't have it anymore.
I ain't gonna
and ketchup and mustard is the exact same taste it was when you and me were in fifth grade.
And there's no need to change it, by the way. Don't change it.
I don't want to hear not one thing. Number of times people ask me, what do you want? My face, people ask me, and what do you like for dipping sauces? I'm like, what do you mean? I'll have ketchup. It's right here.
That's all ketchup. I there's like one ketchup. Answer. Stop.
I don't need dipping sauce. I need ketchup.
Nice face.
Apply Connective.com. When we come back, it's time for another edition of Head Scratchers next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.